Setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions World Headquarters in Nashville. Thrilled to have you with us as we help you discover and do what you were born to do. That's a fun topic because it's about you. Can I just tell you that I'm kind of sick and tired on behalf of all the people who showed up to work today, and before they even got out of the car, they were like, oh man, what time's lunch today? You know what I'm talking about. By 10:30, they had already seen every new update on Facebook, and they're like, no, well, I guess I should answer an email. They don't think they're going to get promoted. They don't think they're ever going to make a bigger paycheck. They have no conceivable idea or belief that there's actually a dream job that they can figure out what it is and then get there. This is what I'm sick and tired of, because all of that is not okay. You were created to fill a unique role in your work. You are needed. You must do it. What if I told you that you could make the income and the impact that you desire in your work? Would you do it? Of course you would. So why aren't you? 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's get to it. Before we get to the phones, I want to help you on the journey. I want to introduce you very quickly to five people. Five people that if you are intentional to be around, opportunity that you only dreamed of will become a reality. Here we go. Here are the five people. I'm going to list them out in order, then we break them down. Professor, producer, professional, peer, mentor. Here we go. What do I mean by the professor? Does this mean an actual professor in a college setting? Not necessarily, although it could be. These are archetypes. The professor is defined by two things. Number one, they can teach you what you need to know to do what you want to do, and they're willing to do it. They have a spirit of the teacher. It doesn't mean they actually have to be a professor, but they could teach you the things that you need to learn. So this could be an online instructor, could be a professor in a community college or a higher ed setting. The bottom line is the professor knows what you need to know, can teach you what you need to know, and is actively teaching what you need to know. Quick example for me, I'm 33 years of age. I don't have any broadcasting experience. I sign up for a local broadcasting school in the Atlanta area with a local TV and radio producer. He had a broadcasting school. He could teach me all the basics, and he did. Number two, the producer. Typically, the word producer, you're thinking television, radio, plays, things of that nature. No, we're talking about a deliverer. A producer is somebody who is, watch, producing wins. They're winning in the field that you want to be in, or the field that you're in that you want to move up in that field. So the producer is, they're crushing it. But they're everyday people that you can get access to and should get access to learn from them, to become a human sponge. The producer, they're winning in the field that you are wanting to get into or are in. Third, the professional. This is somebody who is, like the producer, winning, but they're winning big and have a lot of notoriety. Getting coffee with them, possible, but one in a million, kind of possible. Example, when I was getting into broadcasting, just the early days trying to learn, I couldn't get around Larry King or Barbara Walters or Oprah Winfrey or Bob Costas, but I could watch their shows, watch their video interviews on YouTube, read books from other great broadcasters, listen to podcasts. Is everybody tracking with me? Yes, you are. The professional. I can learn. I can connect with them from afar. Fourth, the peer. Everyday people. Who are you spending time with? The longest, most prolific study on the value of human relationships is done by Harvard. It's over 75 years old. They have studied people from birth throughout their entire life. And the number one conclusion from the study is this, that 95% of your success or failure in life is directly connected to the people you spend the most time with. Whoa. Now, I got three kids. Parents out there, watch this. How many of you, when you go to the high school football game, you go, hey, kids, find all the losers underneath the bleachers and spend the night with them. We'll pick you up at the end of the game. Nobody does that. And yet I ask you, who aren't where you want to be, how many winners are you hanging out with? Are you spending a lot of time with people who have no dreams? They're depressed. They've settled. Do some inventory. This is no joke, folks. 95% of your success or failure directly tied to the people you spend the most time with. If you aren't winning in your life in any area, pay attention to who you're spending time with. Finally, the mentor. Everyone needs a mentor, multiple areas of your life, the sage. What is the mentor relationship? It is about wisdom. For those of you who haven't darkened the door of a church, or you don't believe that there is a God or a Bible, then this isn't going to mean much to you. But for the rest of you, the book of Proverbs spends a lot of time talking about the invaluable commodity of wisdom. Mentors are about wisdom. They're older. They have more life experience. They're a sounding board. They hold you accountable. I have mentors in multiple areas of my life, and I will tell you as plainly as I can say it right here. It took me 10 years to step into this dream job. And I will tell you that at least two handfuls of times, I was ready to quit. And I summoned enough courage to call a mentor and just blubber all over him. Tell him how pathetic I was and how pitiful and where I was, and I was all down and depressed and blah, blah, blah. And every time one of those mentors picked me up, they lifted me, stood me back up, and pushed me forward. So the five people that are critical to you living on purpose and maximizing your purpose are the professor, the producer, the professional, the peer, and the mentor. Listen to me. If you're looking for opportunity and you're not around one of those people, that's your problem. If I saw a guy out in the parking lot in front of Ramsey Solutions wandering around, and I went up to him, I said, sir, can I help you? And he said, well, yeah, Ken, I'm trying to catch a train. I'd say, I'm sorry? Yeah, Ken, I'm trying to catch a train. I'd say, bro, what are you doing in the parking lot of Ramsey Solutions? Get to the train station. Get around the right people. Opportunity will find you there. But if you're not getting opportunities, I got breaking news for you. You're not hanging around the right people. Don't move. Your calls are coming up. This is the Ken Coleman Show.
If you can't seem to shake the feeling that you were meant for more than a mediocre job, you're right. You were created to fill a unique role that you're excited about. That's why I wrote my new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love. It's available for pre-order now. This book has a step-by-step plan to help you start doing work that matters. Plus, if you pre-order From Paycheck to Purpose today, you'll receive our Get Hired bonus pack for free, which is $100 value. Pre-order now for only $20 and get over $100 in bonus items at RamseySolutions.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we put purpose back in talk radio. No politics here, all purpose. 844-747-2577 is the phone number to jump in, 844-747-2577. Two quick things I want to make you aware of. The brand new book, From Paycheck to Purpose. This is the book that I've been thinking about writing, waiting to write. It's the book that you asked for. How do I figure it out, Ken, and get there? The answer to what should I do with my life? It is the new book, From Paycheck to Purpose. It comes out November 9th. It's on pre-order right now at kencoleman.com. Here's what I want you to know. We're doing a live stream event for everybody who's pre-ordered the book. They get the event for free, but the rest of you can join us Thursday, November 11th at 6:45 p.m. Central Time here at Ramsey Solutions World Headquarters. Small, intimate crowd, and I'm going to teach from the book, From Paycheck to Purpose, live Thursday, November 11th at 6:45 p.m. Central Time. Event passes start at just $10. Text the word PURPOSE to 33789 to get your ticket. Text the word PURPOSE to 33789, and then we're doing a free job search giveaway. We're just giving away to 400 people all of our resume templates that are really popular. These things sell by the thousands every month at kencoleman.com. And we're giving 400 of the resume templates away for free. Here's how you enter. Once a day, you can enter a chance to win at kencoleman.com/giveaway. kencoleman.com/giveaway. By the way, one of the 400 winners will also get a signed advanced reader copy of my new book. That's like the paperback version. By the way, let me finish the announcement. I got very excited. Text the word PURPOSE to 33789, kencoleman.com/giveaway. Two things to do there. Right before the show, I wrapped up the YouTube hour and was back in the hallway getting a little snack, and Preston Cannon, our VP of Publishing here at Ramsey Solutions, brought to me three spanking new copies of the new book. This is the first time they've come in. So this is fantastic. It's like, oh, I love sniffing new printing. It's very exciting. Hopefully that won't affect my advice on the phones there. Hopefully I don't get a little high there. But it's actually in my hands, hard copy. Oh, that's nice. So there it is. Coming out November 9th. The team did such a good job. Can I just tell you, if I get the privilege to meet you in person, there's people out watching the show today live in the lobby. I want to prepare you. If you buy the book or see me on the cover of this book, I do not look this good in real life. I want to go ahead and set some expectations there. All right, let's go to the phones. 844-747-2577 is the number. Melissa joins us in Las Vegas, Nevada. Melissa, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Melissa.
I work for a small nonprofit, and the culture isn't the best. I love all my coworkers. We all get along and support each other fully. However, the president of this nonprofit who works with us, we have a very, very small staff, is always very edgy. There's a lot of anxiety. You could do 10 things right, but she will find that one thing and nail you on it every time.
Ooh.
I can't say thank you for anything.
Ugh.
She's even gone as far as mismanaging funds and looking at us and saying, I can't pay you this week.
Oh, she's really lovely. Lovely person, this
yes.
lady. Yeah, wow.
So it came down to recently, we did a open house to showcase some of the things that we do with clients, potential clients. And I emailed her and said, were you able to capture their contact information? I would love to reach out to these clients and continue the conversation, ask for feedback. And that next day, she had me go into her office and for 45 minutes proceeded from the top of her lungs to cuss me out, literally. F does not stand for fun. And literally till she lost her voice and threw me a sheet full of emails. She thought I assumed she was stupid, that she doesn't know how to capture information. And it was literally a 2-line email just asking if she was able to capture the information. And I would like to take that on and just continue the conversation. And yeah, that was very difficult. So I think I know what I need to do at this point. I just need to find out the strategy of my exit plan.
Yes.
And how to say it without without going too much into it.
Yeah, you don't owe this woman anything other than a standard resignation letter, and I wouldn't spend 2 seconds sitting with her in person explaining anything. Anybody that's going to treat you like that doesn't deserve anything other than a little formal letter and you're out. This is not leadership. This is leader you know what. That's what that is. She is a train wreck. She's deeply wounded. And as hard as this is going to be, and I can say it sitting in the chair that I'm in, but if I was in your chair, I don't know how I'd take what I'm about to tell you. But she's hurting so deeply to the extent that you can muster any empathy just to handle this with the minimal amount of class, which is submit the resignation letter and you're out. The truth of the matter is, financially, if you could walk today and you didn't need the paycheck, which I'm not even sure she can guarantee anyway, based on what you told me, I'd have left that day.
And I'm kind of angry with myself because I am in a situation where we're in baby step 5 and my husband is the breadwinner and we do have the means to have me just walked out.
Walk today. Why would you stay? And I'm not trying to get you to...
I wasn't sure if I should give my 2-week notice and do it the right way or...
Okay, sure.
You know,
but today, the 2 weeks starts today, now. I'd resign today. Okay. So now that the money thing is... Get out of there. You're not doing yourself or anybody else any favors. So if you want to spend 2 weeks, spend 2 weeks. But I would submit... I would put it on her desk at the end of the day. I would email her and get out of there. But here's the deal. This is an abusive woman. She's abusive to you. She's going to call you into her office and cuss at you and yell at you. What do you think she... That was when you asked a standard work question. How do you think she's going to react when you submit your resignation? She's going to come in your... She's going to fly into your office on her broom and attack you. So be prepared. Sure. Be prepared to walk.
Okay.
I'm just going to tell you.
I don't know why I'm so nervous.
I'll tell you why. 2 reasons. Number one, because you're a really, really good person who probably doesn't enjoy confrontation of any sort. And then the second reason is you've been verbally and emotionally abused by this woman. Who wants to take that again?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Very much.
What are we doing? Do you need permission? Yeah, do you need permission for me to just say deuces today? Because I don't think you owe her 2 weeks resignation on top of that. Let me tell you this right now. Okay. If you were my wife, if this were Stacy's situation, I would have told Stacy the day of, you're done. You're out. Totally out. So you're a classy lady. You don't deserve this. You do what you think is right. I'm standing behind you. But what I'm telling you is you should be feeling zero guilt or zero pressure to do anything other than take care of yourself. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes, I am.
I mean, I can still hear the emotion in your voice.
Because I care about the mission statement of this organization, and I care about the volunteers because it is nonprofit.
I get it. But
my
who's
coworkers?
It? But guess what?
But it's not aligning.
No, and you can't remove her, can you?
Oh no, she's the one who owns it.
That's my point. There's nothing you can do here. All guilt needs to be released right now because that's what you're dealing with. You're dealing with guilt of leaving these other people high and dry. Well, guess what? Not your problem. Move on. Horrible leadership. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back, folks, to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you do what you were born to do. I just during the break, scanning the interwebs, the Great Resignation has gone global, according to one fine reputable organization. Leverage swinging to the worker. I don't know. I might just be in position to help some of you. I don't know. It's an interesting time. People are making changes. People are getting after it. 844-747-2577. That's why I partnered with ZipRecruiter. Because a lot of you aren't moving because of the frustration that's involved with submitting a bunch of resumes. You don't hear anything back. ZipRecruiter can help. They don't keep you in the dark. Anytime your application gets viewed, your contact information gets requested, a company likes your profile, you get updates, and they're out there working for you, pitching you. It's the easiest way to get hired. It's free. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. All right, let's go to the phones. 844-747-2577. Larry joins us now in Chicago, Illinois. Larry, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. It's wonderful to talk to you. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
Hey, so it's funny you just said the great resignation, and I had recently made the decision to do it. I'm going to leave where I'm at. I'm going to seek new employment, and I had a game plan and a timeline in my mind. And all of a sudden, fate drops in. God decides to roll the ball and says, okay, my company's having a mandate for the vaccine, which I'm not anti-vaccine. However, I'm anti being told I have to take it to keep my job.
So. Oh, yes. You're one of those liberty lovers.
Exactly. Mm.
I've heard about you strange folks.
We are strange breeds, aren't we? But my question to you is, so I have a deadline. You know, I have a date. That when, you know, if I'm not fully vaccinated, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, you know, I'm looking forward. I'm looking to, you know, finding, you know, my dream job. By the way, I really love the proximity principle. I'm applying some of those in my new search.
Good.
But looking forward, would you say, is it better for me to wait till, like, you know, towards the time for the cutoff, and put in my 2 weeks resignation, or write it out until they say, okay, you don't have the vaccination, you're out?
How much time are we talking about?
We're talking the 1st of December.
Well, you know, I don't think there's any right or wrong answer here. I mean, the way I look at it is, I'm one of these guys that once I know that I'm out, I'm looking to get out as soon as I can. I'm not the guy that's going to sit there and wait for somebody to come tell me to do something. You know what I mean? Like, hey,
I do.
You know, you're not going to get the vax. Oh, okay, clean your desk out. Like, I don't want to experience that if I'm you.
Right.
It's just not how I roll. I mean, that's okay. Unnecessary blood pressure problems. You don't want to be told what to do in the first place, so you're going to sit there until the day where they walk up there and the nanny state comes in and tells you, if that's what you want to do, go for it. That's not how I roll.
Right.
But I would be getting busy to find something, and so my only caveat to that answer is, if I need every day up until December 1, when we're expecting them to force you to get the jab or to get out, then I would use every second of it. But if I've got something, the minute I've got something secured, or I'm in a financially secure situation that I don't have to work for a couple months, then I'd leave.
Okay.
I wouldn't Makes wait. Sense. Does that help?
It does. I appreciate that very much, sir. Yeah.
All right, man. I appreciate you, man. And right. that thing called liberty and freedom, hang on to it. Hang on to it dearly. 844-747-2577 is the number. Julie joins us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Julie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
Hi.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet.
I am actually a stay-at-home mom, but I also coach cheerleading part-time.
Okay.
I've done that for quite a long time, actually, about 15 years now.
Wow.
And this year, I'm hating it. It seems like the culture has changed, at least where I am. I don't know if it has changed elsewhere in the industry, but it seems like even though I'm kind of experienced, I'm getting criticized for almost everything I do.
Hold on a second. Really not much. Hold on a second. I want to dive into this. Criticized by okay. who?
Parents. And then
wait a second. Wait. You're telling me that the moms and dads of cheerleaders are being overbearing and criticizing you on how you're coaching their cheerleaders?
Yep.
Well, I didn't see that coming.
I know. I think it's just,
by the way,
I mean, I've been used to it in the past. It's just this year it's gotten pretty extreme.
Yeah.
Where it's the tiniest little detail
oh,
of what
I know.
I'm doing. I'm like,
what's driving that?
Like,
tell me, because you're the actual expert. What's driving
okay.
that? It was always that way, and that's your sport parent. So, those of you that think I'm picking on cheerleading, spare me the hate emails because I'm not going to read them anyway. It's just sports parents in general. Okay. Is that PC enough? But what is causing this shift into the hypersensitivity and criticism? What's driving it? You know the answer.
Well, I think some of it is just that, well, last year we had COVID and so we were all toned back. Like we couldn't fully, like all of our competitions, everything we did, like people weren't allowed to attend the game. So we were cheering just for the football team. And now it's that everyone wants to be so involved because they weren't able to be involved last year. So everyone has an opinion, but it's almost as if they're attacking, like they're not even happy that I'm there. Like they feel like they could do it better type energy, you know, and so I do feel like it's that. And then part of it just that they want their daughters to have a good experience after going through a year of COVID last year.
That's the
so
issue. It's even deeper. Okay. I'm going to make a statement. You tell me if you think I'm right or wrong. And trust me, I don't mind if you think I'm wrong. It's not going to hurt my feelings at all. I think it's that now this, as with every sport, this is a ticket to make the parents' life easier or pay for the college that they want their kids. And so they're all over you so that these girls can get cheerleader scholarships or something, something, something. Is that part of it?
I'd say for one or two of them, yes. But they all seem to be coming with their different issues. One of them is a parent that actually didn't know anything about cheerleading at all.
Oh.
And she's kind of the worst one. She's
like, great. Oh,
cheerleading, you should do this. And I'm
but
it's kind of like it's her perception of what cheerleading is.
Fantastic.
Versus
I love
the reality
it.
Of what it is.
There's nothing better than a completely unintelligent parent pushing their weight around. I think that's got to be one of the curses of youth sports. Listen, I think you need to take a break. I would not say that you're done forever because I think there was probably a season of life where you really enjoyed coaching. My guess is that you would consider yourself on some level a coach, and I would take a break. I wouldn't make a final decision because this is wearing on you. Is that why you called?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, because I mean, I did kind of want that.
Do you own the
comfort there? Because I do have some girls that like, oh man, I absolutely love them, and it breaks my heart if I were to take a break because I feel like I'm letting them down.
Well, but you're
not. I don't know
if
people would step into my position.
Are you in charge?
Like, I'm in charge of the program.
But you work for somebody else.
Kind of hard. But I work for somebody
okay,
else.
Okay, real quick.
The person I work for is wonderful, though.
Okay, so we've only got about 38 seconds. I want to try to help before I go to commercial break. No, you're good. Here's the deal.
Okay.
I think you got to have a sit down with the person you said is wonderful that owns the whole program. And you run the program for her. I think you got to go, hey, here's the deal. This is happening. Here's how it's happening. It's increasingly happening. And I'm about ready to check out. But with your permission, if you'll support me, I got to have a sit down with the parents and go, if you want your girls in this program, this is the way we do things going forward. And this stuff stops. I think you take one more stand. And if she'll support you, just punch those parents right back in the nose. They'll run away. Helping you go from paycheck to purpose, income to impact, money to meaning. This is the Ken Coleman Show. It's possible. Life is too short to just be in an okay job, a good job. If your heart is longing for a greater contribution, the world needs what you have to offer. Work is not just a thing we do to live. Rather, we live to work. We live to contribute. And when you grab a hold of this, I'm telling you, we're talking breakthrough, and we're talking an unbelievable significant contribution that you will make to this world. And when you get to the end of your journey, you will reminisce. You will not regret. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Brian, who joined us in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the city of brotherly love. Brian, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are we doing today?
I'm living the dream, Brian. What are you doing?
I'm trying to do the same. Hopefully you can help me out with a little bit of a decision I got going on.
Okay.
All right. So I recently switched jobs at the beginning of this year into a field I actually really like. I do contract therapy for skilled nursing homes. So work for a company. It's going well. But due to hard work, I was recently approached by a competitor, and they're giving me an offer, and I'm looking at it. I'm like, they almost blow me away. I'm like, what do I do? I feel kind of, I'm in a spot. I really like the organization I'm with, but I feel like I could be really setting my family up for, for years to come.
Okay. All right. So let's do this. We're going to do the right thing. Now, the right thing is not determined exclusively by pay and promotion. So right now you got another company and they're coming to you and they're looking to jack your pay. And I'm guessing that comes with a promotion from where you are now professionally. Yes.
Jack and pay, doing the same thing.
Okay, great. So when we get approached with that kind of an offer, boy, do we feel good. Don't we feel good right now?
I feel amazing.
Oh man, it feels good. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with feeling good, but stay with me, folks. Watch what's happening with Brian. Oh, Brian feels good. Hey, I'm wanted. I am desired by this company, and they are putting their money where their mouth. Whoa, man, are you serious? This is going to change my life. How much is it going to change your life by the way? What's the number?
50K.
Whoa, man.
Plus, it's like, yeah. It could be hundreds of thousands of dollars at the end of the day.
Oh my gosh, it keeps getting better and better and better. This is a no-brainer. Why'd you even call me? Yet you called.
I don't know. It's just I feel like I just switched. I feel like I just switched jobs, and I
hold on.
One thing I pride myself on is not being a job hopper.
Well,
even when I was with my other company, when things weren't going the best, and I wasn't really like I enjoyed what I was selling. But I wasn't necessarily in the field that I ultimately wanted to be into.
Okay. So you're calling me because you feel guilty about taking a job that's going to offer you 50 grand more that could lead to 100 grand more? Come on. I'm not buying it. There's more there. Now, let me finish. This seems like a no-brainer. I was having a little fun. Seems like a no-brainer. Maybe it is.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Well,
that's the tough part.
So the tough part. So hold on. Is this a, because to me, pay will wear off for 3 months, 6 months, maybe. You're going to feel really good when those checks come in. Stand a little taller, chest out a little bit more, feeling real good, doing good with that money. But that's going to wear off one day. True or false?
That could be possible.
Okay, now hold on.
I don't know.
No. I'm telling you it'll wear off. We humans, we adapt quickly. Still a good thing, but it's no longer going to be the high that you're on right now. So here's the question. Does it allow you to stay on the ladder that you want to climb, or does it keep you in your sweet spot, which is what I teach? You're already doing the job. So if you love this job and this is the ladder you're supposed to be on, this becomes the ultimate deciding factor. Because if the money is on top of the fact that this is on purpose for me, then it is a no-brainer. I was having a lot of fun with you because I want to take out all the extenuating circumstances. It's not about guilt. It's not about being a job hopper. You're not a job hopper. Do you like sports, Brian?
Oh, yeah.
Who's your favorite sport? Great. You're an Eagles guy, right?
Yep.
All right. Let me ask you a question. Okay. If You fire your coach at the end of this season or next season, and which is probably going to happen because you guys are the Eagles. You people aren't happy with anybody. Okay, we know, you know it, and I know it. I know football. Yeah. All right, and you guys hire a coach who's a hot shot in the NFL or a hot shot in college, who's only been at that previous job a year or two, and you hire them to be the Eagles coach. Do you go home and go, well, we hired a job hopper?
No, you hired the best guy for the job.
Thank you very much. You know, so why is it different for you, Brian? Why are you a flake and a job hopper, and the coach that you hired to coach your beloved Eagles is not a job hopper? It's the best candidate. What's the difference?
I don't know. Maybe it's, I feel like there might be a stigma surrounding around, you know, I'll call it private organizations versus NFL or.
I'll stop it. You're trying so hard to win this thing, and there's nothing to win. I'm not against you. I'm for you. You don't need to be guilty about taking a great stinking opportunity. The question is it the right opportunity? Is it the right move on purpose? Does it keep you on the ladder or allow you to move up the ladder that you want to be on? Yes or no?
I feel like it does. It's yeah. It does.
Then this conversation is over. I have three words. Take the job. Yeah, but Ken, I mean, I've only been, take the job. Yeah, but Ken, I don't, take the job. But Ken, I'm not, take the job. Take the job. Take the job. That's why he called. Folks, I'm just going to tell you something. Brian called for my permission. I promise you. He didn't need it, but so now I'm telling him, take the job. Listen, when I threw that Philadelphia Eagles thing at him, he had one set of rules for everybody else, but he wouldn't apply the same rule to himself. Why? Because Brian's a good dude. He's actually a really, really good dude, and he doesn't want to upset the people that gave him a chance. Here's what he really doesn't want to admit, and he's listening. I put him on hold, but I'm teaching the rest of you too, okay? Brian doesn't want to deal with the confrontation of going in and sitting in front of those people and go, hey, I know I've only been here a short time, but I got a better gig and I'm leaving. That's what's really going on. See, we think confrontation is an argument, an altercation. It's not true. And I'm not playing semantics here. A confrontation is where we must confront a issue. And the issue is he's got to sit down with his leader and go, hey, I know I've only been here a short amount of time. Deuces, I'm out. And that feels dirty to him. It feels gross. It's scary. All the things, by the way. But the truth of the matter is it's only scary because it's uncomfortable. And so he's going to have to be a big boy and put his big boy pants on and go in there and own it and say, hey, I'm sorry to break this news, but I got a life-changing opportunity. And you ready for this? If it's life-changing and it's the right kind of life change, not just money only, but it's purpose as well, paycheck and purpose, income and impact, folks, I'm not going to change my philosophy. So if it's both, it's a no-brainer. And if it lets some people down in the process, that's part of the deal. And here's what you got, you people pleasers out there, and I'm chief among them. If we won't make the right decision or we delay the right decision because we're worried about hurting people or disappointing people, the very people we're worried about, we're going to end up resenting anyway. So let's just be big boys and big girls and make the right decision and go forward. Knowing that good people, healthy people will cheer for us despite their disappointment. Unhealthy people will be jerks and talk about us behind our back. I can't control either one of those responses. What I can control is where I'm supposed to go. Do the right thing and walk forward. Hey, my time is almost up. But before I let you go, remember this. You matter and you do have what it takes. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we have more from the Ramsey Network, like Borrowed Future.
Hey, listeners, I'm George Camel, and in this 8-episode podcast series, we're exploring the student loan debt crisis and the impact it's having on real people. We're going to expose the predatory nature of the student loan industry, how we got here, why student loans are such a big deal, and what can be done to avoid them in the first place. We'll hear stories of people burdened by student loan debt and be inspired by people who graduated college debt-free. We'll also hear from experts and thought leaders along the way.
To hear full episodes, just search Borrowed Future wherever you listen to podcasts or go to borrowedfuture.com.